हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः We'll stay to where we'll go to the class. We'll read the mantras from the 18th mantra we'll read.
त्रिनाचिकेतस्त्रयमेतद्विदित्वा ययेवं विद्वांश्चिनुते नाचिकेतम् स मृत्युपाशान् पुरतः प्रणोद्य शोकातिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके येष तेऽग्निर्नचिकेतः स्वर्ग्यो यमवृणीथ द्वितीयेन वरेण एतमग्निम् तवैव प्रवक्ष्यन्ति जनासस्तृतीयम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व येयम् प्रेते विचिकित्सा मनुष्ये अस्ति ेकेनायमस्त्रीति चैके एतद्विद्यामनुशिष्टस्त्वयाहम् वराणामेष वरस्तृतीयः देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितम् पुरा न हि सुविज्ञेयमनुरेष धर्मः अन्यम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामोपरोत्सीरति मासृजैनम् देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितम् किल त्वम् च मृत्यो यन्न सुज्ञेयमाथ वक्ता चास्य त्वादृगन्यो न लभ्यो नान्यो वरस्तुल्य एतस्य कश्चित् शतायुषः पुत्रपौत्रान् वृणीष्व बहून् पशून् हस्ति हिरण्यमश्वान् भूमेर्महदायतनम् वृणीष्व स्वयम् च जीव शरदो यावदिच्छसि एतत्तुल्यम् यदि मन्यसे वरम् वृणीष्व वित्तम् चिरजीविकाम् च महाभूमो नचिकेतस्त्वमेधि कामानाम् त्वा कामभाजम् करोमि ये ये कामा दुर्लभामर्त्यलोके सर्वान् कामांश्छन्दतः प्रार्थयस्व ये ये कामा दुर्लभामर्त्यलोके सर्वान् कामांश्छन्दतः प्रार्थयस्व इमा रामा शरथास्तसतोर्या न हि दृशा लम्भनीया मनुष्यैः आभिर्मत्प्रत्ताभिः परिचारयस्व नचिकेतो मरणम् मानुप्राक्षीः ये ये कामा दुर्लभामर्त्यलोके सर्वान् कामांश्छन्दतः प्रार्थयस्व इमा रामा सरथा सतोर्या न हीदृशा लम्भनीया मनुष्यैः आभिर्मत्प्रत्ताभिः परिचारयस्व नचिकेतो मरणम् मानुप्राक्षीः श्वोभावामर्त्यस्य यदन्तकैस्तत्सर्वेन्द्रियाणाम् जरयन्ति तेजः श्वोभावामर्त्यस्य यदन्तकैस्तत्सर्वेन्द्रियाणाम् जरयन्ति तेजः அபி சர்வம் ஜீவிதமல்பமேவ தவைவ வாஹா ஸ்தவ நிருத்ய கீதே. சோபாவாமர்த்தியஸ்ய யதந்த கைதத். இது விசர்காசுபரி. சோபாவாமர்த்தியஸ்ய யதந்த கைதத் சர்வேந்திரியாணாம் ஜரயந்தி தேஜஹ அபி சர்வம் ஜீவிதமல்பமேவ தவைவ வாஹா ஸ்தவ நிருத்ய கீதே. ந வித்தேன தர்ப்பணியோ மனுஷ்யோ லப்ஸ்யாமஹே வித்தமத்ராக்ஷ்ம சேத்வா. ந வித்தேன தர்ப்பணியோ மனுஷ்யோ லப்ஸ்யாமஹே வித்தமத்ராக்ஷ்ம சேத்வா ஜீவிஷ்யாமோ யாவதீசிஷ்யசி த்வம். ஜீவிஷ்யாமோ யாவதீசிஷ்யசி த்வம் வரஸ்து மே வரணீயஸ்ஸ ஏவ. ந வித்தேன தர்ப்பணியோ மனுஷ்யோ லப்ஸ்யாமஹே வித்தமத்ராக்ஷ்ம சேத்வா ஜீவிஷ்யாமோ யாவதீசிஷ்யசி த்வம் வரஸ்து மே வரணீயஸ்ஸ ஏவ. We have seen up to the 26th mantra. 27th mantra we started. So, until the 26th mantra we saw how Lord Yama tried his best to tempt Nachiketas to accept whatever boons he was going to give, he was willing to give. Not only that, he really wanted to examine Nachiketas whether he was really eligible to listen to the unfoldment of the Shastram, listen to the subject matter of the Shastram. He was asking for Atma Jnanam, but was he eligible to listen to the teaching, imparting Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge? So he really gave so many things as a boon, and which ordinary person would have easily got carried away, easily got tempted. And by way of asking, by way of offering different gifts, boons, different gifts as boon, as a kind boon, Lord Yama could know that Nachiketas, not only he had the mukshutvam, not only he had that craving for freedom, that qualification of mukshutvam, of course he had vairagyam, and he also had, the vivekaha. And from the very beginning itself, we understand Nachiketas had all the disciplines required also. Nachiketas had all the disciplines. So this Nachiketas refusal of accepting many things given as a second boon proved Nachiketas having all qualifications required for the study of the Shastram, attainment of Jnanam. Therefore now we can see in the 27th mantra. So in the 26th mantra we saw, he made very clear all the sense objects, all the objects of enjoyment are time bound in nature. Even the sense organs through which the objects can be pursued and enjoyed, they themselves become weak and powerless. Jarayanti tejaha, they lose their capacity to perceive thereby. And all these objects offered by him have the status that we have to doubt whether they would all be there tomorrow, which means all of them are subject to time. And above all, he said, Jeevitam api alpameva. The life here in this world is, of course, time bound, very short. The span of life ordained is very short. And even the life that can be enjoyed in heaven, also higher lokas, also is subject to time. Therefore, there's no such thing called a permanent life, whether in this world or in the higher world. Jeevitam api alpameva. Therefore, he made very clear, O Lord Yama, Tavayeva, Tavanritya Gite, Vahaha, Tavayeva. All those things you offered for entertainment, for enjoyment, dance, music, etc. Even other carriers, the vehicles, etc. All of them, all those objects of enjoyment and pleasures, keep yourself. Let them be with you. Tavayeva. They belong to you. It means he made very clear he did not want them. Then what happened? The 27th verse, we'll see. Navitena tarpaniyo manushyo. It's Manachiketas proved that he had tremendous vairagyam. Not only vairagyam, the vairagyam was possible because he had vivekaha. What did he say? Look at this. Manushyaha vittena na tarpaniyaha. Manushyaha vittena na tarpaniyaha. Tarpaniyaha literally means what should not be satisfied. Must not be satisfied. But it should be taken in the sense of cannot be satisfied. Manushyaha vittena na tarpaniyaha. Human being cannot be satisfied at all with any amount of wealth. If money can make a person happy, all rich people in the world who own abundance of wealth should be very, very happy, always happy. And all the poor people must be unhappy also. In fact, it is neither the richness nor the poverty which make people unhappy, which make people happy. Poverty, of course, in poverty people will be unhappy. But poverty alone is not responsible for unhappiness. And richness alone cannot make a person happy also. It is neither the richness, it is not the possessions and positions which make a person happy. It is not the poverty which makes a person unhappy. Really speaking, happiness is sought after by human mind, is everlasting, permanent. If the happiness sought out by a human being is permanent, it must be already there. Why it must be already there? If it has a beginning, it will come to an end. And human beings are not interested in the happiness which comes and goes, but they're interested in everlasting happiness, which means it must be already there, means a beginningless. If it is a beginningless, it must be something to be understood. Therefore, he made it very clear. Vittena manushyaha na tarpaniyaha. A human being cannot be satisfied at all with the money, the wealth. So wealth in any form cannot satisfy, make a human being absolutely satisfied and happy. And second thing he says, having expressed his understanding of this fact, Nachiketas is very clear, very clever, very smart, and he was very diplomatic also. Now what he says, see, for the sake of getting wealth, do you want me to use the boon you offered? No, no, no. If at all I want wealth, that wealth we will get. Lapsyamahe. Lapsyamahe means we shall get the wealth. We shall get the wealth means what? I will definitely get the wealth. Why? Having come all the way from Bhuloka to Yamaloka, having come all the way from Bhuloka to this world of yours, then after having met you, Do you think I will be a moneyless person? Definitely you'll offer me wealth. He's very smart. Adrakshma chet twa you. Twa adrakshma chet. If we met you, twam adrakshma chet. If we met you, certainly we would get money. Vittam lapsyamahe. Twam adrakshma chet. Vittam lapsyamahe. If once we met you, we will definitely get money. You will give me. I'm sure you will not send me back without any money, having come all the way. Just for money, meeting you is enough. I've come here all the way. Having met you, you would give us money. I don't want to, meeting you itself is enough for getting the money. I need not use my boon for getting money. That your money will not really give us what really we are seeking in life. What he says, Twam, Twa means Twa Adrakshma Chet. If we met you, Vittam Lapsyamahe, we would get money. What does it mean? After having met you, definitely your meeting with you itself will bless me with adequate amount of money, wealth. Second thing. Jivishyamaha. And we shall live. Jivishya, we shall live also very long. How long? Yavad isishyasi tvam. See, isishyasi means you will rule. Tvam isishyasi. Yavad tvam isishyasi. As long as you will rule. What does it mean? As long as you remain here, enjoying the position of the Lord of Death, as a position of being the Lord of Death. You are here. Yavad isishyasi, as long as you will rule as the Lord of Death. And what? Definitely your attendants would not come near us, come near me. Jivishyamaha, we shall live. Okay, without the fear of death. Means our longest span of life is possible. Because already we have met you. We have got your blessings. And adequate amount of wealth also we will have. Because you will give us. Because I have already met you. So a long span of life, or much longest span of life, or enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, or for the attainment of wealth, I need not use my boon. Coming to this your place, having met you, and meeting with you is enough to have the fearless, to have the longest span of life without any fear of death, and to have adequate amount of wealth. So what? Yavad ishishyasitvam, yavad ishishyasitvam jivishyamaha. Therefore, O Lord Yama, definitely please do not want me to waste the third boon by asking for time-bound material things. Or enjoyment, time-bound pleasures. Me sahayeva varaha tu varaniyaha. Sahayeva varaha. That same old boon which I had asked in terms of the clarification of doubt, implying the self-knowledge, that boon alone is the should be chosen by me. Okay. That alone should be chosen by me. That is my choice. That is my choice. Okay. The third, as a third bone, my choice is what? Clarification of the doubt involving, implying the self-knowledge. The doubt of whether the person survives death or not. That clarification, the doubt involves self-knowledge. That must be, that is the best boon that should be chosen by me. Therefore, varaniyaha sahayeva varaha, that boon alone is chosen by me. That alone I want to have. Which means Nachiketas made it very clear that he wanted only self-knowledge. Because he wanted his doubt to be clarified. What happens to the person when he leaves the physical body, when the death happens, whether he survives or not, is what he wanted. Saha varaha me varaniyaha. Is it clear? This much we've already seen in the last class. Now to see the next mantra. Ajiryatam amrutanamupetya. Ajiryatam amrutanamupetya. Jiryanmartyah kvadhastav prajanan. Ajiryatam amrutanamupetya. Ajiryatam amrutanamupetya. Jiryanmartyah kvadhastav prajanan. Jiryanmartyah kvadhastav prajanan. Abhidhyayan varnarati pramodan. Abhidhyayan varnarati pramodan. Ati dirghe jivite korameta. Ati dirghe jivite korameta. Ajiryatam amrutanamupetya. Ajiryatam amrutanamupetya. Jiryanmartyah kvadhastav prajanan. Jiryanmartyah kvadhastav prajanan. Abhidhyayan varnarati pramodan. Abhidhyayan varnarati pramodan. Ati dirghe jivite korameta. Ati dirghe jivite korameta. Now he's telling. He glorifies Lord Yama. It is not mere exaggeration, it's a fact also. When you praise somebody, if that person deserves that praise, it's a real praise. If you praise somebody, the person does not really deserve that praise, it's a mere flattery, you know very well. But here, Nachiketa's praise of Lord Yama was not a flattery, it was a fact. It's a real praise. And he says, he calls himself Jiryanmartyaha. Jiryan means the one who is aging, one who is subject to old age. Jara, old age. Jiryati, aging, ages. Jiryati is a verb. Puja Swamiji used to tell, the geriatry must have come from this root only. Okay? Jiryati. It may not be true, just because sounds alike. So, jiryati, gachati, patati, likati, jiryati, ages, gets old. Jara, old age. Now, jiryan, shatru anta shabda, jiryan. Jiryan means the human being is actually not only a human being, every living being is aging. Of course, human being is aging means what? Human being, the body is subject to get old, jiryan, and martyaha. Not only it is aging, it gets old, it also subject to fall apart, subject to death, mortality also. Therefore, he says, jiryan martyaha. So, a human being is martyaha, is called martyaha because subject to mortality, subject to death. And of course, is subject to old age also. Human being, when you say, we mean the physical, the body. Okay. Therefore, he says, jiryan martyaha. And kvadastaha. Kvadastaha means what? Kvadastaha means the person living in this mortal world. Kvadastaha means the person of this world of the mortals. Bhulokaha. Bhulokaha. The world of mortals, human beings, is said to be ku. Ku. And this world is lower than other worlds. We have 14, total there are 14 worlds. After 14 worlds, 6 are below, and the 7th is what? This Bhuloka, the world of mortals. And the 6 above, and then this is 8th world, the 6 above, and the 6 above are the higher lokas. Of all the higher worlds, the Bhuloka is the lowest of the 7 higher worlds. Even though there are 14 worlds, Bhuloka is in between the higher lokas and the lower lokas. And only a person who has both punyam and papam, who has accumulated both punyam and papam, a punya papa mishraha, the person who has mixture of punya and papa alone will be born in this world of human beings, world of this bhuloka. A person has only papam, we know he'll be born he'll go to one of the lower lokas. Because only punyam, he'll go to higher lokas. So he says, adaha. Adaha means the lowest of the higher worlds. So, which is below all the higher worlds. Ku. Ku means bhulokaha. Ku, one word. Ku itself means bhulokaha. The world of mortals. Ku adhastaha. So, the resident or the one who lives, resides, remains in the world of mortals, which is below all the higher worlds. Who is he? Kodastaha means a resident of world of mortals. One who inhabitant of world of mortals is Kodastaha. Ku adaha tishtati iti Kodastaha. One who adaha below. Ku the Bhuloka. Where is Bhuloka? It is below all the higher worlds. He says, Kvadastaha means one who resides, one who lives, one who remains in this world of mortals, which is below. And that person, that human being is Jiryan Martyaha. He cannot escape from these twofold problems of getting old. No human being can escape getting old. And no human being can escape the death also. Therefore, jiryan martyaha kodastaha, that person, prajanan. And see, I am a kodastaha. I am a resident of the bhuloka. And second thing, I know as a human being, I cannot escape from these two problems of old age and death. Therefore, jiryan martyaha. Such being the case, I also know the fact. I'm aware, prajanan. I'm aware of what? I'm aware of the limitations of the enjoyment of objects of this bhuloka. I also know the limitations of all enjoyable objects in the higher lokas. He is very clear. I know Janan, knowing very well the limitations of all the objects of enjoyment in this world and enjoyable in higher worlds also. He says, Abhidhyayan. Again, I make a conclusion. Oh, all the objects of enjoyment in this world are time-bound. Objects of enjoyment in higher worlds are time-bound. I'm not simply making a statement thoughtlessly. Abhidhyayan. Abhidhyayan means what? Thinking very well. Abhidhyayan, repeatedly having analyzed their nature. Abhidhyayan, thinking of the nature of the objects of enjoyment, thinking of the nature of the pleasures, objects of pleasures. Abhidhyayan, have meditated upon the nature, thoroughly having analyzing, Abhidhyayan, thoroughly analyzing the nature of the objects of enjoyment and pleasures. Is what Varna. Varna, the word Varna mean, here the word Varna literally means color and letter, etc. But here Varna means, Varna stands for music. The word Varna stands for music. Okay. Varna. The Rati implies Ramanam. Ratihi is equal to Ramanam. Ramana means enjoyment. Ramanam, enjoyment. And Pramodaha. Pramodaha literally means highest degree of pleasure. Okay, Pramodaha. Modaha, joy. Pramodaha, Modaha, pleasure. Pramodaha, joy. Okay, we have this. Here, so, highest degree of pleasure. Pramodaha, pleasure. So, Varnarati Pramodaha. Pramodan, objective case proof. Varna Rati Pramodan Abhidhyayan, having, thoroughly analyzing, meditating upon the nature of all these objects of enjoyment, such as, what now, music, entertainment, and even different degrees of pleasures. My God, I know Janan, I meditated upon them. And also, I know them. Janan, knowing their nature. Atidirge jivite korameta. Which intelligent person? Okay. Atijivite. Atidirge jivite. Kahrameta. Which person? Kaha. Which person? Prajanan. Knowing the limitations of everything, knowing the limitations of music, entertainments, okay, degrees of pleasures, etc., especially thoroughly analyzing them, which human being, which person, Ramita, will enjoy, will relish, which revel in the longer span of life. Atidirge jivite. Which person will really like, you know, will enjoy the long span of life, much longer span of life. Atidirge jivite. Kaharameta. So, which human being, which person will really aspire for long, much longer life, either in this world or in heaven. longer life in this world also, an intelligent person will not choose to ask. A longest life also, an intelligent person will not choose to ask. Whatever Bhagavan has already ordained, that span of life itself is enough. And within that span of life ordained by Bhagavan, one must live intelligently, prudently. One must see that one becomes mentally prepared. One should not waste one's time. And one should see that one becomes adequately qualified for the attainment of jnanam. And one must make all possible efforts to attain jnanam. And one must attain jnanam. One must get moksha. Only then that person is an intelligent person. Okay? So he says, kaha rameta. If a person is not intelligent, he is a dud, if he is a dull-witted person, he'll be interested in having a longer life, he'll pray for longest life, and he'll pray for the enjoyment of this precious and that precious, he'll pray for all the other objects. But intelligent person, who is an intelligent person? Who has viveka. Who has viveka means what? Who knows the limitations of all the objects of pleasures enjoyable in this world? Limitation of all the objects of pleasures, enjoyment in higher lokas also. They're all time bound. Again, they retain a person in this samsara. So there's no permanent happiness, permanent satisfaction, permanent peace of mind. There's no permanent sukham in this world. In higher worlds also in this world. Therefore he says what? Why? Varna rati pramodan abhidhyayan. Not repeatedly thinking of them, meditating upon them, upon their nature, how they are, what they are, etc. We know very well they're all subject to time. Knowing, then that kaha atidirge jivite rameta. Who will really revel, enjoy in having a longer span of life in this world or in even the higher worlds? Atidirgam jivitam, much longer life, span of life in this world or in higher world. Kaharameta, who will revel? Nobody will revel. Nobody will like it. Nobody means what? Who? An intelligent person who knows the limitations of enjoyment of pleasures and objects in this world and higher worlds. Such a person will not really aspire for much longer life in this world or in higher world. Atidirghe jivite kaha rameta. Why? He knows. And what will he ask for? If an intelligent person who knows the limitations of all the objects of enjoyment, objects of pleasures in this world and higher world, definitely will not choose to ask for much longer span of life in this world or higher world means, then what else will he choose to ask for? Of course, he will ask for jnanam only. Why? It is the jnanam which alone will bless a person with everlasting, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting happiness, everlasting peace, the fullness of happiness, everlasting, okay, happiness. It is jnanam alone will bless a person with everlasting happiness. Therefore, such a person will ask only for jnanam. And the beauty is what he says, ajiryatam amrutanam upetya. Now upetya, having come near you. And who are you? Oh Lord Yama, you are not ordinary person. See, Lord Yama is always said to be a wise person, wise being. Vais Devata, a Jnani, Jnani Devata. Therefore, having come all the way to your place, and who are you? You are immortal. You are immortal being. Why you are immortal being? Because you know you are immortal. He says, Ajiryatam Amrutanam upetya. Having come all the way to your place and where you are, and you are a wise person, you are a person of wisdom, you have this jnanam, you have all knowledge, you can teach me what exactly happens to jiva, what happens to the person after the death. So what is the nature of the self? You can teach me, you have that jnanam, you are wise, therefore you are ajiriyata, ajiriyaha. Ajirya means what? You are not subject to old age. And amrutanam, you are also not subject to mortality. So it's a plural form, possessive case form of ajiriyaha and amrutaha. Ajirya, sir, ajiriyan, ajiriyatam, amrutanam, ajiriyatam, see, ajiriyan, nakaranta shabda. So ajiriyatam, amrutanam, upetya, having come to your place, having met you, who are not subject to old age or mortality, because you know your nature, which means you are a wise person, and you are a jnani, but I am a jnani. I have come from what? I am actually kodastaha, resident of Bhuloka, subject to old age and death choicelessly. Having meditated upon the nature of all objects of enjoyment, such as music, entertainment, all pleasures in both the worlds, knowing the prajanan, knowing the limitations, okay, do you think I will ask for again the longer span of life or enjoyment of pleasures, enjoyment, objects of enjoyment in this world or higher worlds? No. Kaha atidirge jivite rameta. Who else, which person will enjoy, revel in having a longer span of life? Atidirghe, very long life. Who will rebel? I mean, who will aspire for long life of enjoyment of pleasures? Life of enjoyment of objects. This is the meaning of the 28th mantra. Is it clear? See, ajiriyan, ajiriyatam, amrutanam, lokam upetya. The word loka is implied. Having come to this higher world, having come to your place, and who are you? You who are not subject to old age and mortality, because you're wise. He says you are a jnani, so you deserve, you have all knowledge, and then I deserve teaching. You can teach me. I do not want any other gift. I want only this. I want only this knowledge. So now Lord Yama cannot say no. Is it clear? He himself says, I know that you know. I know that you know. Okay. Yasmin nidam vichikit santi mrutyo. Yasmin nidam vichikit santi mrutyo. Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat. Yoyam varo gudham anupravishto. Nanyam tasman nachiketa vrunite. And it is, it's a nice concluding verse of the first section. Yasmin nidam vichikit santi mrutyo. Yasmin nidam vichikit santi mrutyo. Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat. Yoyam varo gudham anupravishto. Nanyam tasman nachiketa vrunite. Yasmin nidam vichikitsanti mrutyo. Yasminidam vichikitsanti mrityam. Yasminidam vichikitsanti mrityam. Yat samparaye. Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat. Yasminidam vichikitsanti mrityam. Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat. Yoyam varo gudhamanu pravishto nanyam tasman nachiketa vrunite. Yasminidam vichikitsanti mrityam. Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat. Yoyam varo gudhamanu pravishto nanyam tasman nachiketa vrunite. Yasminidam vichikitsanti mrityam. Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat. Yoyam varo gudhamanu pravishto nanyam. Yoyam varo gudhamanu pravishto nanyam tasman nachiketa vrunite. Yasminidam vichikitsanti mrityam. Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat. Yoyam varo gudhamanu pravishto nanyam tasman nachiketa vrunite. So now he continues. Yasmin idam vichikitsanti. Vichikitsanti. ஹே மிருத்யோ யத் சம்பராயே மகதி நஹ தத் ப்ரூஹி. யத் சம்பராயே மகதி நஹ தத் ப்ரூஹி. யஹ அயம் வரஹ கூடம் அனுப்ரவிஷ்டஹ ந அன்யம் தஸ்மாத் நசிகேதா வ்ருணீதே. Okay, now he makes it very clear. Nachiketa's here, Nachiketa's, he says, Nachiketaha anyam na vrunite, anyam varam na vrunite. Okay? He makes it very, Nachiketas does not ask for any other boon, does not choose anything else as boon. Nachiketa anyam na vrunite tasmat. Okay, tasmat, because of this reason. What is it we are going to see? Anyam varam Nachiketa vrunite. Nachiketas does not choose anything else as a boon. It means Nachiketas does not choose anything else other than the clarification of the doubt involving self-knowledge. Nachiketas wants only self-knowledge. Nachiketas chooses to have self-knowledge alone as the third boon. Nachiketas chooses to have the clarification of doubt. What happens to the person after he leaves, whether he survives or not. He wants only that as the third boon. Does not want anything else. He does not choose anything else as the third boon. And he says, Yasmin idam. Okay, idam here means pertaining to this particular bone, which I asked. The particular specific bone which I chose to ask in terms of the clarification of doubt in implying self-knowledge in with that in, pertaining to that regarding that what vichikitsanti. So regarding this third boon of mine, idam means this, yasmin idam. So regarding this third boon of mine involving self-knowledge, vichikitsanti, people doubt. People have too many doubts. People have no clarity at all. Vichikitsanti, people doubt. Implied, the subject is implied. People doubt. I mean, people have so many doubts. Vichikitsanti. It means people are highly confused. And that is why people have their own, they use their own thinking capacity, they try to arrive at the conclusion. They want to really know the, solve this problem. They want to get the clarification. And because of such efforts on the part of the people, because of the efforts, tremendous efforts on the part of different people alone, different groups of people alone, what happened? There's so many schools of thought also have come into existence. Okay, now it's not about and what Vachiketas means. Vachiketas, Vichikitsanti. People have doubts. People doubt. Vichikitsanti means doubt. It's a verb. But you have to people doubt mean people have many doubts. People are highly confused. Now we can say that. And this confusion is still there. Even today's confusion is there. If people have not approached Vedanta as the Pramanam, they will continue to be doubtful people. Okay. We have Nastika Darshanani, Astika Darshanani, and we have 10 systems of philosophy, 10 different schools of thought, and people of different schools of thought having their own views, and still they are not very clear. So here, Nachiketas convey the same fact. Idam vichikitsanti means, hey Mrityo, O Lord Yama, people have their own so many doubts regarding this subject matter of the Atma, regarding the third boon involving self-knowledge. And second thing, therefore, and you are a wise person, you are a jnani, already you are free from death and mortality. So you have this jnanam, you have clear understanding. So you are the right person to clarify this doubt. That's simplified here. People say the jivas are different and people have different views. Jiva and Ishvara are different. World is different from oneself. Like so many ideas are there. Idam vichikitsanti. Yet he says, samparaye, mahati samparaye. Okay. Mahati samparaye. Naha tat bruhi. See, mahat and samparayaha. Mahati samparaya, locative case. this knowledge of the self, implying the unfoldment of the nature of the self, is very subtle. Why? Because the self, the truth implied by the term Atma, is distinct from the physical body, distinct from the empirical life. It is nothing to do with anything within the realm of the material world. Completely distinct from the world, distinct from the material world, distinct from all the material things, and distinct from the very physical body, distinct from the subtle body also, and distinct from the very empirical life. It is extremely subtle. Therefore, it is because of this truth, implicative Atma alone, even the life of the human being is possible, life of all living beings is possible. So if this is a fact, that truth, all pervading truth implied by the term Atma, because of the presence of which alone the body become material body becomes live, conscious and sentient, because of which life is possible, that Atma definitely must be surviving. Okay? Of course, Atma is free from time limitation, free from spatial limitation, okay, and is distinct from the material world, the objective world. Therefore, so it is not something which can be understood, arrived at through all the scientific experiments. Because it is the presence of Atma which enables all the scientific experiments. All the scientific discoveries and experiments are possible because of the blessing of the Atma. But Atma by itself cannot be arrived at through any scientific research. Therefore, here he says what? This Atma Jnanam is very subtle. So he says, Naha tat bruhi. Naha tat bruhi. Okay. Samparayaha means paraloka vishayaha. Paraloka vishayaha. And mahati means what? A great. Paraloka vishayaha means, what is paraloka? Don't please paraloka, don't mistake paraloka to be higher world. Paralokaha means, it's something, this knowledge pertaining to something which is distinct and different from this world. So, knowledge pertaining to something which is distinct and different from this world is meant by the word paraloka. So, Atma. Samparaye means paraloka vishaye. Paraloka vishaye means Atma vishaye. Okay. Now, Mahati. Mahati means this knowledge is great. Samparaya means here knowledge pertaining to something exalted is Samparaya. And the knowledge is Mahat Jnanam, was a great knowledge. Why? Because it is the only knowledge which can liberate a person from bondage. It can contribute for the great benefit. Maha Prayojana Nimittam. This knowledge can contribute for the accomplishment of the great attempt of great benefit. Therefore, Mahati Samparaye means regarding this great knowledge, which serves as a means of attainment of the great benefit of attainment of permanent happiness or freedom from limitation, and which is pertaining to something which is distinct from the world, different from the world, and this knowledge. It is Mahati Sampradaya. Samparaya means Mahat Samparaya means great self-knowledge. Okay, great knowledge of the self, which contributes for, which serves as a means of attainment of great benefit of freedom. And knowledge, the self, which is distinct from the empirical world and the empirical material world. Okay. Naha bruhi, tate naha bruhi. Please do teach only that. Please tell me that, tell us that. Naha bruhi, please tell us that means please do teach me only that. Naha bruhi. He says, Yaha ayam varaha budham. Yaha ayam varaha. He says, say gudaha, I can say. Yaha ayam varaha gudaha, it must be, but it's a mantra. So, yeah, budham. It is also what? Hidden. This knowledge also, self-knowledge means its knowledge is of the self which is hidden, which is not something perceptible. Gudham. Gudham. And here, Anupravishtaha. Gudham Anupravishtaha. It cannot be easily understood. Durvivechanam. Gudham means durvivechanam. Gahanam. It's too deep, too profound. This Atma is too deep, too profound, too subtle, and it cannot be easily accessed. Means it is not easily accessible. That's why Anupravishtaha. Anupravishtam is too deep. Anupravishtam is too deep, too profound, too subtle. And also what? It cannot be easy. It is not easily accessible. Through any of the pramanams, any of the means of knowledge you are blessed with. And therefore, he says, I want only that jnanam. I want only that knowledge, which I cannot get the jnanam by myself. And you have to play the role of a teacher, and I want that jnanam from you. Because it is not easily accessible. Anupravishtaha, gudham is too deep, too profound, very subtle. So I need the help of the teacher, and you have to teach me that. Naha tatu bruhi. Please impart that knowledge to us, to me. Yaha ayam varaha, this boon which I have chosen to ask in terms of self-knowledge, in terms of clarification of doubt about the survival of the jiva, is too deep, too profound, too subtle, and is not easily accessible. Therefore, what? I want only that. Please do teach us. Anyam varam tasmad. That is the reason. I want only that as my third bone from you. Nachiketaha anyam navrinite. That is the reason why Nachiketas does not choose to ask for anything else as a third boon other than self-knowledge, other than the clarification of the doubt regarding whether the person survives or not. Why Nachiketas chooses to ask only for that boon? Tasma. That is the reason. Why? It is too deep. It is too subtle. And it is not easily accessible. Therefore what? You are the right person. It needs to be imparted. Tat naha bruhi. It's a great knowledge. It's knowledge of the great self, great knowledge. Because this serves as a means of attainment of great benefit in terms of moksha. And the samparaya means this knowledge is of the self, which is distinct from all the material, entire material universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex. Okay? So really, I want this jnanam. Is it clear? So with this, the first section is over. The word samparaya is a masculine gender word. Okay, as too many meanings we have. And one meaning is samparaya implies the anything and everything associated with the material world. So samparaya is that which is distinct from the material world. Mahati samparaya. If you go and search for the meaning in the dictionary, it will give you different meanings. So many meanings. That which is distinct from the material world of objects, including one's body, mind, and complex, is samparaya. It's one of the meanings. So you have to understand the meaning of the word samparaya in the context only. In this context, it implies the atma, which is distinct from the entire objective material universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex. Atma. Mahati samparaye. Locative case, simply regarding this. Regarding this knowledge, which serves as a means of attainment of moksha, the great benefit. Knowledge of the truth which is distinct from the material world of objects. Regarding this, Mahati Samparaye, there are doubts, which Vichikitsanti, people have doubts. Regarding this knowledge, people have doubts. Idam mahati samparaye vichikitsanti. Therefore, naha tad bruhi. Yet, please do teach that knowledge, impart the knowledge to me. So, Upanishad shows how firm Nachiketas was getting this jnanam. Okay. Therefore, there is a reason it is made very clear. Nachiketaha anyam na vranite. Is it clear? Any questions, any doubts?
Mahati, does that mean great or does that mean...
Mahati is the locative case of Mahat. Mahan samparayaha. Mahati Samparaya, locative case. Okay. Mahan Samparaya means the great knowledge which serves as a means of attainment of the great benefit. And the knowledge of the self, great self, which is distinct from the entire world of objects. All the material things, including one's body. Samparaya means that which is distinct from the world of material world. Is it clear now? Mahati is adjective of samparaya here.
Swami?
Yeah?
Is samparaya formed by sa and amparaya, or is it?
No. Actually, there's a verb also, samparayati. Samparayati. Sam, pr is the dhatu. Pr is the dhatu. Root is the pr. And sam is the prefix. Samparayati. Samparayati literally means accomplishes, achieves, which puts an end, performs, etc. And samparaya has so many meanings. Samparaya is an actual noun, samparaya. Samparaya, I mean, implies death, conflict, calamity, battle, so many meanings are there. Samparaya also means future. And samparaya, even the person who helps is called samparaya. So samparaya here implies actually the knowledge involving an inquiry into the future. Samparaya here means knowledge involving an inquiry into the future. Search. So implying knowledge. So Mahati Samparaya, Mahan Samparaya means great knowledge involving an inquiry into the future, means into the nature. Future means what happens to Jiva after death. That is the inquiry into the future only. Search, investigation, literal meaning. Samparayaha. The samparayaha actually also means samparaya, anything per samparaya, samparaya. So we have to understand the meaning of the word samparaya in the context only. In this context, it implies, doesn't convey directly. Mahati sampara, mahan samparaya means the great knowledge involving an inquiry into the future life of the person, which implies self-knowledge, great knowledge. Why it is great? Because it serves a means of attainment of great benefit. And it is about the knowledge of something which is absolutely distinct from the entire material objective world, including one's body, mind, and complex. That alone is the future, that's why existence in the world. Existence from eternity. something, the word doesn't give directly the meaning. We have to understand the implication only. What is implied by it only we can understand here. Anyway, have I made it very clear or not?
Please, ma'am.
Surya Deva? Yeah. See, in this Upanishad, some words, we have to understand what is implied by those words. If we take the root and go with, add some of the verb and make you understand, means you will, some people, you know, without Sanskrit, then people will find very boring also. Okay? And one noun can give so many meanings, the contextual meanings. In this context, what does it mean? And how do we understand? Based on the explanation and the meaning given by Adishankar Bhagavatpada. Anyway, don't worry. We'll be starting, the next class will be starting the Bhashyam. This is the Bhashyam, the same thing, repeating soon. I won't take much longer time like this because I already know the mantras. Now we'll redo the same mantras with the Bhashyam. Is it clear? So it should become much clearer for you hereafter. Okay, so here the mantra is over. We have entered into the next Dvitiya Valli. But before we enter into Dvitiya Valli, so it made very clear that Nachiketas passes his examination. Okay, he gets through the examination. Now Lord Yama had no choice. He had to teach him. And so he has to begin the teaching. The subject matter which I've been desperately waiting to listen to, that's going to come only now in the second valli. But even before the actual teaching begins, there is glorification of this amazing disciple, Nachiketas. Lord Yama, and after saying, Nachiketaha anyanna vrinite. Nachiketa anyamna vrinite. Nachiketas does not choose to ask for anything else except his jnanam. Therefore, how bright and brilliant student was Nachiketas. Therefore, the second valli begins, how that Lord Yama, before he begins his teaching, he first praises Nachiketas. Okay? Sishya prashamsa. The glorification of his disciple. And then this teacher, Lord Yama, plays the role of a teacher who imparts the Brahma Vidya to Nachiketas. Still he also praises the teacher. It's a glorification of Guru. Generally in Sampradaya, Guru. And he also praises the very teaching. This is how amazing this teaching is. How it completely changes the perspective of a person. All suffering, all this nonsense, okay, is purely because of this erroneous perception. Without changing anything outside and inside, just merely by changing the perspective, a person can enjoy this life. All sorrows and distress can be resolved for good. The perspective of a person changes. Oh, so much of struggle, so much a person struggles to free himself from limitation, to free himself from unhappiness, to free himself from sadness. And the Shastram says, whatever you do, how much ever you achieve in life, unless the perspective changes, there's no way of being, okay, happy always, everywhere with everybody. And the tremendous perspective change is brought about by this teaching. Therefore, Lord Yama is going to praise the teaching also, the knowledge also. Then there will be glorification of the disciple, glorification of the teacher, and glorification of the teaching, the subject matter of the teaching. This glorification of the student, teacher, and subject matter of the teaching forms almost know, half of the second section. And later on, after this, from the second half of the second section alone, the actual teaching of Brahma Vidya begins. Actual teaching begins from the next chapter only. I mean, second half of the second section. Anyway, with this, the first section ends. Yasmin idam vichikitsanti mrityo yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat mahati samparaye idam yasmin mahati samparaye idam vichikitsanti yat idam vichikitsanti tat naha bruhi. The people have different doubts only in this great knowledge pertaining to the self. Regarding this knowledge, which I have asked as a third bone, it is not something simple. It is inaccessible. It is not easily accessible. Anupravishta gudham. It's a hidden, mudham, it's a hidden, it is deep, it is profound. Therefore what? Tasmat, that is the reason Nachiketas does not want to waste this opportunity. Because you know, given three boons. Already asked for two boons. Already one bone left now. Isn't left over. And this one bone, I do not want to ask for anything very, very ordinary things. Anything and everything other than the self-knowledge is what? Very simple thing, ordinary thing. So he does not want to ask for anything else. Tasma, that is the reason. Nachiketa anyam navrunete. Nachiketa does not choose to ask for anything other than self-knowledge. The reason why he wants only that. Only one choice he has. He can't ask. He should not be greedy. Okay. Give me fourth bone. He won't ask. He can't ask. Only three bones he promised. Only one bone is left over. And for that one bone, it was possible for him to ask for anything simple, ordinary. No. Tasmat anyam varam na vrunite. Because this is the best bone. Mahati samparaye. Mahan samparayaha. Mahati samparaye vichikitsanti. This is gudham. This is anupravishtaha. Therefore, I want only this knowledge. Okay. With this is over. Tomorrow, tomorrow's class, we will have, Bhashyam. Fourth part also I want to read. And also do the next section. Okay. How we're going to do, you will see tomorrow morning. Okay. We'll see the Bhashyam of some mantra, the first section. And we will do the Moolak Grantha of the second section also. So you'll have thorough understanding of the first section. You'll also be learning the second section. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.